As white settlers moved westward, missionaries often moved ahead of them. Their faithful goal was to evangelize to the natives and travelers alike and to assist with day-to-day life. We go to one such mission site on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Kate Kunkel-Patterson shares the story of a family with a mission to spread the word of God.
The Whitmans are Presbyterian missionaries from New York. They're coming out here to Oregon country. It's not United States land. It's not British land. It's just kind of in flux. And this particular area would definitely be considered Cayuse land.
The Whitmans came to what is today Walla Walla, Washington in the mid-1830s. The goal was to convert the Cayuse Indians to Christianity.
They have a school, they have a church, they set things up here for a year-round population, and that is not what the Cayuse are. So that's another challenge that the Whitmans are facing. There's communication problems. The Whitmans don't speak Nez Perce or don't speak Cayuse, and the Cayuse do speak Nez Perce, and they don't really speak much English.
The Cayuse were curious about the new religion, but were slow to convert. They also didn't take to the settled farming practices the Whitmans offered. After 11 years, Marcus Whitman decided to make some changes.
We see Marcus Whitman going back east to plead for his mission site to be kept open because it's not working as a mission. So what he does is he brings a wagon train, opening up this territory, bringing more white settlers, and then the mission becomes kind of like this way station, this stop.
Soon the Presbyterian mission site became a place for white settlers to stop on the way to the Pacific.
He's a doctor. That's helpful. There's a blacksmith shop. That's great if you're an Oregon Trail immigrant. He grows extra food. If you're short on food, if you're not going to make it to the Willamette Valley in time, this is a great kind of outpost for him.
But trouble was on the horizon, a story that would make national headlines. More next time as we travel the countryside in Walla Walla, Washington. I'm Andrew McCrae.